Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Remember to breathe. Just breathe. All around me.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings and greatness. I'm coming to you live from Sankofa Infinity Ministries, speaking in regards to transcending Sankofa. I am your host, Yahshua Elohim. Today is the end of the month, January the 31st. So I guess today is the day in which I will end celebrating my birthday, because my birthday ending at Sankofa, transcending Sankofa. On my last shows that I presented or conducted, I was talking about how we needed to look at our tribal beliefs, our traditions, perhaps superstitions that we have, all of these things that have been accumulated over time and placed into your subconscious. And while they're in your subconscious, they're creating your reality, which is why you create your reality by default. Sometimes you create a reality that you know within yourself that you could not have consciously created if you knew better. Well, when you create by default, create your realities by default, that's what you're creating from these spaces of tribal beliefs, belief systems, institutions, family institutions, things that you were taught, things that were told to you in regards to placing labels on you. The minute, the day that I came out of my mother's womb, I was already labeled. They had already placed labels on me, and I hadn't even opened up my mouth to even translate what I thought of myself. So here I am, a baby. They place a label on me. Oh, this is a female baby. Oh, this is a baby of color. Oh, those are labels. They begin right out the gate of your mother's womb. So when you begin to take your spiritual path seriously and with a sincere heart, those labels that were placed on you, they're going to have to be peeled back, cut away, and dismantled from your thinking, from the way you think. Because for so long, and I'm only speaking by experience, for so long, what I was thinking, somebody had already thought for me. So I was thinking what they had thought for me. They placed their own vantage point within my own mind. They introduced their own beliefs and superstitions to my own mind. Hold on for just a minute. I don't know what this is. Let me click on it. Maybe there's a caller on the line. But these things, as you get older, become an adult, these things begin to play out in your life. When you get on this path and you take it seriously, as I mentioned before, you have to cut away. You have to cut away, you have to dismantle all that you have been given all the way up to the point that you realize that there's something more, there's something greater for you. You have to begin to cut away those, I call them seeds, I call them weeds. They're weeds in your garden. You have to begin to cultivate the garden of your own mind. And how you do that, you cut away, you begin to cut away belief systems, traditions, things that were told to you that no longer serve you, and you begin to introduce into your mind your thinking pattern, the way you think. You begin to introduce into your own mind positive affirmations. You begin to modify your own behavior by putting in your own mind positive affirmations. Positive affirmations. Now, I have to say this. When you make a positive affirmation, there are things that are going to come up within you that is going to be contrary to this affirmation. And it comes, these things come up simply for you to handle them, to manage them, to identify where they may have been causing problems in your life, to identify them. And in identifying them, you embrace them and then you can release them. And as you release them, the resistance of receiving the positive affirmation, the positive affirmation is reduced to zero, to a minimum, to where you begin to believe the thing in which you have stated, you have affirmed. And this is how you take control over your own mind. I'm not going to say that it's going to be an easy task, because it is not. I am talking, and it's not easy simply because the people who were the closest to you are the ones that you may have to sever yourself from, that you may have to cut yourself away from. I know based on my experience, as I began to cut myself away from my tribal beliefs, the way my family interacted and responded to me, it changed. It shifted. And even in their shift, as they were shifting, I was shifting as well. So now I go to my family, and I love my family dearly. I love my family dearly. And I can honestly say that I love them unconditionally, because I know who I am. And I can stand firm on who I am and what I know I am. I can stand firm on that. So when I get in the company of my own family, I can enjoy them and not judge, not devalue, not degrade. I can enjoy them because I understand that we are all in our own experience, but we are on different levels. And the only thing that is different about these levels is a matter of degree. And at the end of the day, it's all the same, because there's a correspondence there. There's a correspondence. So this is why you should not judge. This is why we cannot judge the things that no longer serve us. They just no longer serve us. It's almost like you grow out of a pair of shoes. They no longer serve you. So what you do, you pay it forward. You go give it to someone who it does serve. Simple. Simple as that. There's no, absolutely no need to judge anyone, for that matter, to judge anyone. Be it person, place, thing, or idea. Everything comes into your life in order for you to use and come into the elevation and the expansion of your own consciousness. And what is that consciousness about? It's about coming into the oneness of all that is and all that will ever be, because all is mind, and I am the universe. I am the universe within that mind that thinketh. I am the in the mind of the all as the universe that thinketh. So whatever I thinketh into the mind of the all has to give it back to me. And it doesn't matter if it's good or bad or good or evil, whatever the case is. At the end of the day, there is no such thing as good or bad, good or evil, black, white. It's a matter of circumstances, situations, and conditions. And it's all based on how you make your choices in those circumstances, situations, and conditions. And you know how you're going to make your choices? You're going to make your choices based out of what you have been told about yourself. Or make a choice based on what you know about who you are. It's not about what you do. It's about who you are in doing what you do. That is, to me, that is profound and prolific. Life-giving. It is. And every day I have to declare this thing. I have to declare that I have to declare my dominion as the sovereign presence of all that is and all that will ever be. Because there are so many things that are out there in the world, and there are so many things that are inside of me that I can easily fall asleep and forget. This is the thing about coming into the earth, coming clothed, having the soul clothed in flesh, is that the flesh, and I'm not saying that the flesh is a good thing. Let me get that out. Let me put that on record. The body is a good thing. It's the mind that is causing the issues within the body. It all starts in the mind. And then it goes into the body. The body is only going to show you the manifestation by giving you symptoms of what the problem is. As I was saying, the thing about coming into this world is that we come into this world clothed by flesh. We as soul beings, as spiritual beings, set it up that way because If we remember who we are right out the gate of our mother's womb, then we will not experience life in all its fullness through our senses. There will be no need. There will be no need. I think Matt Kahn says it best. He says that, the archangels, whenever they want a vacation, they come to Earth. Because, on Earth, we can experience life and we can have life experience itself through us. What is that life? I'm talking about the all that is and all that will ever be. That is the life. That is the life in which I live. To live, to have, and to hold. In that life is where I live, move, and have my being. Nothing outside of me. Nothing outside of me can take me from that. Unadulterated, unfettered, and unwavering love of the all. Nothing outside of me. So, Sankofa is an African proverb, and that's turn it back. Turn back and fetch it. Fetch what? You fetch all your traditions, your beliefs, and things that you know of yourself and things that your family has taught you. But at the end of the day, at some time, you're going to have to grow up and become a spiritual mature, become spiritually mature. And in that maturation, you have to pull back the layers that no longer serve you. And oftentimes they are traditions from our tribal beliefs. They're things that we have been told. I only speak this based on experience. And you basically have to uncover yourself. You basically have to get to a space, and it may mean relocating. It may mean changing your friends. It may mean this. But you have to get into a space of, I say, solitude, quietness, and silence to uncover yourself, to uncover yourself as a soul being, as a soul being, a spiritual being. I love it. I'm grateful for the journey, the soul journey itself. And it's just every day is a profound experience for me because I get closer and closer and closer and closer to whatever it is. And you know what? There is no destination. I'm not getting close to anything. But I'm not because the mind of the All is infinite. It is infinite, it is perfect, it's complete, and it's whole. And that mind of the All is my mind now. My mind now. And every day I have to cultivate it. I have to cultivate it because I'm here to experience the Godness, the goodness that is within me. So it has to manifest. It has to give birth unto itself. Otherwise, there will be no need for me to be here on BTR Radio. So, I'm going to leave you with this little, and I don't even know what it is. It's something that I put on my computer sometime back. Not really sure what is on it. So it's a spontaneous thing, and I just want to see how it's going to go over. Before I even get off, I just want to thank all my archive listeners and all those who are just, I think, the mind for listening. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the mind of the All and sending out a vibration, a higher frequency, that it may be caught in the ways of the minds of others. So, but I'm going to let you listen to the snippet. If I don't come back on, I say to you, stay blessed, stay focused, and stay in the light, real. Keep it real, and I say namaste to you. Next time, next week, same place, same time. Be blessed.
As I sit here and ponder over my life, trials and tribulations, contrast and clarity, I realize the divine plan, and I realize the laws that protected me not only from myself, but from that which cannot serve the divine. I am a part of the All, and the All is a part of me. I am in the All, and the All is inside of me.